This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian and international officials are warning of a possible cholera outbreak in the Russian-occupied besieged city of Mariupol. British Defense Intelligence Agency posted on social media Friday that Russia is having trouble supplying basic services to the territories it's occupying, including sanitation, safe drinking water, and medical supplies. They said there have been isolated cases of cholera already reported in the city. VOA contributor Anna Chernikova tells us more.
Well, the reason is definitely, as we know, Mariupol is like 90% destroyed and a lot of bodies still remain under the ruins of the buildings. And now it's summer and it's really hot now in Ukraine, like this past couple of weeks. So, of course, you know, all these bodies around this, the city and all the problems with medical system in Mariupol, with water supply, with electricity that remain, it of course makes, you know, additional problem. It creates additional problem for, especially in terms of this kind of disease like cholera.
Anna Chernikova spoke with Steve Miller, host of VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine. WHO's Emergencies Coordinator for Europe has described Mariupol's hygienic situation as a huge hazard and said they received information that there are swamps actually in the streets and the sewage water and drinking water are getting mixed. At least two civilians have been hospitalized following Russian shelling on the outskirts of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, according to regional emergency services. You can find more about that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A day after the House panel investigating the Capitol building riot from January 6th of last year held a rare primetime hearing on Thursday night, President Biden is warning America's democracy remains in danger. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's echoing what panel chair Benny Thompson said last night.
The conspiracy to thwart the will of the people is not over.
In Los Angeles,
the same forces that led January 6th remain at work today.
The president says every generation has to protect democracy.
I never thought that it was going to be this straightforward a challenge before.
The panel will have more hearings next week to detail its assessment that Donald Trump was made well aware he'd lost the 2020 election and his desperate bid to stay in power eventually triggered the Capitol attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States on Friday promised to do more to manage migration as the Summit of the Americas wound down. The Summit of the Americas approached its end with words of praise from the top diplomat of neighboring Mexico, whose leader boycotted the week-long event in protest over President Biden's invitation list. Mexico's foreign secretary said he saw some results of the summit, which are very positive, pointing to Biden's calls for economic cooperation and a regional approach on migration. In an announcement timed for the summit, the State Department said the United States would resettle 20,000 verified refugees from the Americas over the next 2 years. That's a big increase, but it's a far cry from the 100,000 Ukrainian refugees that the United States has pledged to accept. The Bangladeshi government canceled the registration of one of the country's top human rights organizations this week, triggering outrage across the international human rights community. A June 5th order from the government canceled the registration, that's the operating license, of Bangladesh-based ODIHR. The organization is known for its documentation of human rights violations in the country. It works with the United Nations and Human Rights Watch, among other rights groups. When it canceled the group's registration, the Bangladeshi government said the group publishes propaganda and misleading information. It said ODIHR, quote, has seriously tarnished the image of the state. And once again, revisiting our top story this hour, Ukrainian and international officials are warning of a possible cholera outbreak in the Russian-occupied city of Mariupol in Ukraine. You can keep up on all developments out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.